Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
If your consults feel harder to convert right now, you're not imagining it. Same traffic, same number of inquiries, even same quality of patients, but fewer of them are actually saying yes. And most clinics are blaming it on the economy, the competition, the pricing, or lower intent leads. But in reality, this is not a lead problem. It's a conversion breakdown happening inside the consultation itself. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of OMD TV and podcast show, where we talk about how to grow your clinic with predictable patient inquiries and stronger conversion systems. I'm your host, Huyen Truong, a strategic marketing consultant for medical and healthcare clinics over the last 15 years. Today's episode is one of the most important conversations we can have right now. Why converting consults feel harder than ever, and what's actually changed? Because what we're seeing across clinics is not a drop in demand, it's a shift in how patients make decisions. Now, number one, the industry has changed. Let's start here. Patients today are very different from even 5 to 10 years ago. They are more informed, they're more skeptical, they're more comparison driven. Before they even walk into your clinic, they've watched videos, they read reviews, they compare multiple providers, and have built expectation in their head. So they are not coming in and asking, can you do this? They're coming in and asking, why should I trust you? And that's a completely different starting point. Now, aspect number two, the outdated consultation model. Now, here's where the most clinics fall behind. The consultation process hasn't evolved. It still looks like this. Patient books online, they show up, they fill out forms, they speak with a doctor or surgeon, they get clinical explanation, and then get handed to a coordinator for pricing, and then they say, I need to think about it. Does it sound familiar? Because the reality is, nothing in that process actually helped the patient feel ready to decide. Now, aspect number three, the real reason patients don't convert, and this is the key shift. Patients are not saying no because they don't want the procedure. They're saying no because they don't feel fully understood. They are not emotionally certain, and they are afraid of making the wrong decision. And that's a very different problem. What they are actually buying is not the procedure. They're buying certainty. Certainty that they get the result they want, and they won't regret it, and they are choosing the right clinic, and they're making the right decision. And when that certainty is missing, hesitation shows up. Aspect number four, the hidden weak point, which is coordinator role. Now, this is where things get interesting. Most clinics underestimate one of the most important roles in the entire process, the patient coordinator, because conversion doesn't just happen in the clinical explanation. It happens in the moment where emotions are processed, doubts are addressed, and decisions are guided. And without proper training, what happens? Coordinators talk too much instead of listening. They avoid uncomfortable conversations. They accept objections at face value and wait for patients to decide instead of helping them decide. This isn't because they are not good people. It's because no one taught them how to handle this professionally. If you are listening to this and wondering why your clinic isn't growing the way it should, it's usually not a traffic problem. Is what's happening across your website, your follow-up, and your overall patient journey. At Online Marketing for Doctors, we help clinics turn visibility into booked patients at scale. We attract high-value patients from Google, social, and increasingly AI platforms. We build high-credibility websites that actually convert and implement 24/7 AI and human follow-up systems so no inquiry is ever missed. And most importantly, we focus on the outcomes. We aim to deliver a minimum 3x return on your marketing investment. So if you like an objective view on what's underperforming and where the real growth opportunities are, you can request a free website and digital marketing audit along with a complimentary patron growth forecast. Let's uncover what's holding your clinic back and build the systems to take you into that top 1%. Now, aspect number 5, service objection versus real objections. Let's break this down. What clinics hear this? It's too expensive. I need to think about it. And I want to talk to my partner. But those are service level objections. Underneath, what's really happening is I'm not fully confident yet. I don't feel safe making this decision. And I'm worried. I regret it. And this is critical because if you treat service objection as real objections, you never actually solve the problem. Aspect number 6, the emotional gap. Here's the one that of the biggest insights. Most consultations go deep clinically, but shallow emotionally. Doctors explain the procedure, the risks, the benefits, but rarely explore why this matters to the patient. What's driving the decision? What fear is holding them back? And when that emotional gap isn't bridged, patients leave uncertain, even if they like the doctor or surgeon. Aspect number 7, why results feel inconsistent? This is where clinics experience that feast or famine cycle. 1 month is strong, next month is quiet, and it feels unpredictable. But it's not random. It usually comes down to one thing. There's no structured conversion system. Without structure, every consult is different, every coordinator performs differently, and follow-up is inconsistent. So results vary. Aspect number 8, what high-performing clinics do differently? Now, let's flip this. The clinics that convert consistently don't leave this to chance. They track conversion rates, they understand objections, they structure their consultations, and they train coordinators. They follow up consistently, they treat conversion as a system, not a personality trait. Aspect number 9, the role of training. This is where most clinics fall short. They hire for personality and they train for admin and they expect conversion. But conversion is psychology, communication, emotional intelligence, and decision guidance. It's a skill. Like any skill, it needs to be trained. Aspect number 10, the real shift you need to make. So if consults feel harder right now, the solution is not more lead, more ads, more traffic. The solution is better conversion system. Because when you improve conversion, your existing leads become more valuable, your marketing performs better, and your revenue becomes more predictable. Here's some final insight. You cannot outmarket a broken consultation process. You can generate more traffic, but if patients don't feel confident enough to decide, they won't book. So if things feel harder right now, don't assume demand has dropped. Look inside your process. Look at how you run consultations, how you handle objections, and how you follow up, how your team communicates, and because that's where the real opportunity is. Consults conversions haven't become impossible. It just become more psychological. And the clinics that understand that are the ones that continue to grow. If you feel like your clinic could benefit from a fresh perspective on your consultation process, or you want to re-evaluate your sales process and properly train your patient coordinators, feel free to reach out to us and we'll walk you through where your current process may be underperforming, what needs to change, and the next steps to help your team convert more confidently and more consistently. Because once you fix your conversion, everything else in your marketing works harder. Thank you very much for tuning in to OMD TV and podcast show today. And if you found this episode valuable, make sure to subscribe. And if you like help identifying where your clinic is losing conversions and how to fix that, be happy to take a look. And please go to our website at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com and book in a free strategy sections, or just simply email us at marketing@onlinemarketingfordoctors.com. Thank you very much and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Hu Yen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.